The General Services Administration got a big homework assignment courtesy of the National Defense Authorization Act. It's got to create an e-commerce platform on which the government can buy commercial items. To get started, the agency is holding a public meeting tomorrow. And for what might happen there, we turn to Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And this is a big bite for even GSA to chew, isn't it, Larry?
Tom, it is a big bite. It's the start of a big project for them, a project that's estimated to take up to 3 full years. But you have to start somewhere. And that somewhere for GSA is having a large public meeting in their auditorium. They've built it as a listening event where they would like to have different voices, whether you're going to be an e-commerce provider or a contractor or some other interested party, maybe a government agency, come in and talk about what your expectations are about the state of the technology in terms of what e-commerce systems in the commercial world provide, and probably hear a little bit about some concerns from contractors about how moving to a commercial e-commerce platform might disrupt their existing business methods.
I was going to say, what is it that worries contractors most about this?
Well, I think the biggest thing that worries contractors, and it's primarily, at least at the first time, Tom, product companies, that instead of an agency buying from them directly from their GSA schedule contract, for example, that the company is going to be the agency, rather. The government agency will buy directly from this e-commerce platform, and a contractor that has taken the time and trouble to get a GSA schedule and be vetted for all of the rules and regulations may lose out on that business to somebody that just has a better presence on whatever e-commerce platform that federal buyer is using.
And what about the issue of authorized resellers and the gray market? Couldn't that have a greater chance of rearing its ugly head on a platform like this?
Absolutely, Tom. And I have to believe that's going to be one of the heavy areas of discussion, not just at the first meeting this week, but at the meetings that come after this, that the GSA has asked for white papers from all interested parties. I suspect that the area of authorized resellers is going to be a primary area of discussion. It's one that commercial e-commerce providers are going to have to consider in their business plans if they want to move forward. So it's not just going to be enough to have their, we don't know, but it may not just be enough for them to have their onboarding and vetting process that they use routinely in the commercial market now. There may have to be some extra step. And what that might be and who's responsible for it is going to be a topic of discussion.
And what about the technology platform itself? I mean, there are some very well-developed technology platforms. Amazon, I guess, comes to mind at first. But many, many companies have really good commerce platforms. Do you think GSA feels it's going to have to develop one of its own? Or can, in the same manner it uses a cloud somewhere, use someone else's platform with all of the specific products removed and just use the technology?
Well, the law that set this whole process in motion, Tom, says that GSA and DOD cannot set up their own e-commerce platforms. Rather, that they must find a way to use an existing commercial e-commerce platform. So it's going to be an Amazon, potentially, or one or two other companies along with an Amazon. So there probably will be more than one e-commerce platform. But they're going to have some recognizable brand names, things that people use already every day. The real question is just how much are these existing commerce platforms going to have to be tweaked to meet special government rules? And we don't know the answers to that yet. So, you know, whether it's the authorized reseller that we talked about, whether it's compliance with Ability One requirements, Mandatory Sources of Supply, Trade Agreements Act, and Buy American Act compliance, we don't know, but we're going to begin to find out at the public meeting.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And you're also writing this week about the fact that there is finally a GSA administrator. She's been there a few weeks now, Emily Murphy. And there are also some of these policy documents from the administration on IT acquisition. And so what do you expect ahead for GSA and its sister agency, which is not populated yet fully at the top, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy?
Well, I think that's a very good point, Tom. And GSA and the Office of Federal Procurement Policy do traditionally work hand in hand on policy initiatives. And I've always kind of looked at GSA as part as being the foot soldiers to implement policies that the Office of Federal Procurement Policy puts in place. I think what we're talking about, particularly in terms of IT, is a continuation of category management initiatives, identifying best-in-class IT contract programs. And from the industry side, Tom, one of the hopes is that there would be a more robust discussion of what constitutes a best-in-class IT contract, giving play to something other than price, for example. So GSA and OMB, even without an Office of Federal Procurement Policy Administrator, are absolutely going to move ahead with category management. And I think that could look like ultimately some IT contract consolidation, although that too will be a process. But if I had to bet, I would say in 4 or 5 years, we're probably going to see fewer IT contract vehicles than we see today, and more of an identification of what constitutes best in class, along with certain incentives that come from OMB that encourage federal agencies to use those contracts.
Yes, because we've got this new e-commerce platform that's going to come to life at some point. Then there's the acquisition gateway in all of the hallways for different commodities. And then there is the whole strategic sourcing initiative. And somehow it seems confusing unless the GSA can somehow harmonize all of those things so they look coherent.
Well, I think there are two challenges there, Tom. One is it is confusing. Are you in the gateway or the hallway? Are you on the platform? If you're in the platform, does the platform take you to the hallway? So GSA has to be very careful about how it promotes its various solutions. But the other thing it has to be careful about in terms of not just avoiding confusion, you have to make sure that you're ultimately providing contracts and business platforms that are good deals for both industry and government. You can build a platform. You can have a contract that you consider to be best in class that government really likes, but nobody in industry really cares for. And that's not going to really be a worthwhile expenditure of time and effort. It's not going to work. So one of the other things that GSA really has to consider is, look, as we're moving forward and we're looking at contracts, we're looking at providers and platforms, we want to make sure that the government's getting a good deal, but that we know that our contractor partners are able to make a decent living so that this is a win-win.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much for that update.
Tom, I appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
Find a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.